Wearing your mask allows you to instantly filter your hazy IPAs. This is the perfect pour.
What's the point of having my hazies if I got filtering with my mask now?
That's right. An Insta-filter. It's like a coffee filter pot.
If I'm wearing my mask in the brewery, I'm like, huh? They make me wear a mask. I'm like, how am I supposed to drink my hazies then?
That's right. Filter the sediment. Keep it clean.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, coming to you live from Fresno, the pretty okay beer capital of the world. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're here to hang out with you. We're just here for you, to provide you with some friends to hang out with, whether you're at work or whether you're just drinking. You need some drinking buddies to hang out with. We're here for you. We're going to drink some beers with you. We're going to talk about the beers we drank the week before. Talk about some beers we're looking out for. And we're going to have some listeners join the party and talk about things. All of this is going to happen. I heard a can open.
I love gold.
Who opened beer?
How long has it been since you've opened a bottle?
What's a bottle?
I opened a Crew fermentation project, the best of the West, triple.
The best? Losers always whine about their best.
So this is Crew and Western Collective.
Who you get this from?
I think Matt brought this over from a Wazoo box we got.
Oh, okay.
Sounds about right.
I love gold!
During our tailgate session, I was drinking from a brand new mix pack or variety pack. We really never did figure out, it's a regional term. I'll say variety pack. Firestone Walker Mind Haze, a brand new variety pack, is all featuring three Mind Haze variants. This one I had was Citrus Cyclone IPA Mind Haze. It was citrus hops with tangerine added to that. Real tangerine added to it.
How's that sitting with you? Are you tangerine fan?
Yeah, I am. I wouldn't just like. Definitely not an everyday beer, but it's fine. But yeah. Now I've got open what I assume is from the Fontana Gym, one of my favorite LA area brewers, Green Cheek Beer Company. Don't Wake Me Up, a hazy triple IPA. I'm having a triple all by myself. And we'll see what the second half of the show is like after having this. Yours is a triple as well? I missed that.
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you have in there, Matt?
I have from Urban Roots, there's a West Coast called DJ Quick Pitch In on a Party. It is a collaboration with said DJ. West Coast IPA with Simcoe, Cascade, and Citra Hops.
All right. I have not heard of that. Usually I've heard of all the beers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All of them. Ooh. What's your uniques?
Uniques! Oh, I'm getting pretty close on a... Well, we'll talk about it in Ben Cotrigan, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what we're drinking. Ready? We're going to start the show. This Green Cheek's pretty good. I'm not tasting the triple too much. Definitely feeling it though. It's good beer. I like what Green Cheek does. Culture. Let's start with Matt. Do you have some culture to bring to discuss? Any looking out for beers or culture items?
L. Smith is releasing another Speedway variant. Number three is Mexican dark chocolate, sea salt, and Mexican coffee. So it should be a spicy one.
What do you guys feel on that spicy stuff? Spicy stouts. You into spicy stouts?
Spicy. It's like you said about the tangerine, and once in a while is okay.
Yeah, I like that it's there, but I'm not going to pick up a six pack. It's not sitting.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have one 16 ounce can, but.
Like, if it's in a mixed pack and that's one of the flavors.
Right.
Perfect. It's sold in four packs, so you're good.
that's three too many.
Watch out for your shelf space. Stone Hazy IPA is hitting the market.
Ooh.
It looks straight like juice, 6.7%. Let's see if they have any descriptors on it. Described by its brewers as an absolute juicy citrus bomb of a beer brewed with a unique combination of fruity and tropical hops, which are El Dorado and Azaka.
Unique. Azaka. Really? Is anyone unique with their... We've got unique citrus hops. Okay. Yeah,
they have Sabro.
Yeah, yeah.
Here too. And it says it's...
We use Sabro. We've heard of that one, guys. Oh, really? You've heard of Sabro? Yeah. Oh, well.
Heard of it.
And they're going the 12 ounce six pack.
Okay.
And then
look out for it.
Another brewery trying to stay relevant. Once again, it's a Brewbound article, so it's going to be a headline only.
Matt slipped in his own little commentary there in between news items. Another brewery is trying to stay relevant.
Lagunitas is going to be leaning heavy into the market with their Disorderly Tea House, which is a spiked and sparkling Gayushin tea with raspberry and blackberry flavors.
Yeah.
All over that one.
Yeah.
Give me more.
Lagunitas.
So, relevancy. Stone's brewing hazies. Lagunitas is making hard teas.
Yeah, and Stone's bringing a hard seltzer when they said they never would. Money wins out, man. Gotta make money.
Oh, man, I'm all out of cash. Make a seltzer.
Yeah, make a seltzer then. So we're looking out for that. Well, we're not looking out for Lagunitas since it's big beer now. We're going to look out for them.
I remember Lagunitas.
The roommates have been drinking the NA IPAs and the hop waters. And I forgot about those. I haven't tried either of them yet.
Hop water.
Thought you were into the hop water. No, I guess you weren't. No, you're into the tea.
Mm-hmm. Literally called hop tea.
Oh, I knew that. I was making sure you guys knew.
Mm-hmm. I like those okay. Good day. Good for the day. Daytime. That's what you got, Matt?
Yep.
All right.
Good for the tea.
We can't see Matt this week. It's throwing me off. Can't see his beard. I'm not getting the energy I usually get.
Does he not have a beard?
Ooh, maybe that, yeah. He's like,
it's at the dry cleaner.
He won't turn on the camera because he's like, I can't have them see me without a beer. He's got to wait for it to grow back. That's a dry extra starch.
Yeah, he's getting it pressed and extra starch.
He's got to get all that burrito out of it. Mm. They're like, oh man, there's a lot of burrito in this. We're gonna have to have it for a couple more days. I'm like, ah, all
right. There's a lot of burrito. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Well, you've been going to Quesadilla Grill? Yes. Yeah, I could tell.
Only they use that kind of grease.
That's Quesadilla Gorilla, Quesadilla Gorilla grease. Maybe I'll get that for lunch tomorrow. Kind of pricey for lunch. But damn it, I love that. I love them Quesadilla Gorilla salsas.
Oh, the salsas.
They get ya.
How many can you get? How many salsas?
I think you only get like two. You can order extra, though. I always order extra, you know, pay for extra.
Oh, of course.
Because what they give you is never enough. It's never enough just to please me. It's never enough just to tease me. Ooh, baby.
Oh,
it's never enough. Great.
Wow, here we go.
You take and you take all you can.
Can?
That's what you got, Matt? Yes. All right, good. Nick.
Hi. Trying to find something. No, never. Unicorn dust, maybe. I had unicorn beer. It was not
corn beer.
Is it? Did you hear?
Fair season. Fair season starting up. You having corn beers for the fair?
Corn beers.
Mm-hmm. Corn dog beers.
Oh, what's a corn dog beer?
I don't know. Sounds like it's something that should happen though. Fair season. The guy with the stand that Crazy Charlie's or whatever, Chicken Charlie's. Makes that fries Oreos and fries all the crazy things. You're like, there's no way you could fry that, man. He's like, watch me, bitch. He fries it.
I'll fry your beer.
And all the news stations show up like, what could a crazy thing you're going to fry this year? He's like, I'll fry your dress. Oh, put a little powdered sugar on it. Great.
Man.
Deep fried corn dogs. Isn't that a corn dog already fried? Yeah, you would think it's not fried enough.
Oh, DDH, double dry hot
corn dogs. Ooh, that sounds good.
Double deep fried. Has there, where is the fair booth that puts things in beer that shouldn't be, like the mustard IPA and the dill pickle?
Yeah, come on, fair Fresno Fair, the big, big Fresno Fair.
Sauerkraut IPA.
Better than Paso Robles is fair. You ever been Walnut to that one?
Pecan IPA.
Mid-State. You've been to Mid-State
Funnel
Fair?
Funnel Cake Stout.
Funnel Cake Stout.
No, Mid-State. I've never been to Mid-State.
But they always have a big show at Mid-State.
Yeah. Well, they got the nice weather over there. Is that a sign?
We've got a field of lights, guys. We've got really fields of lights.
We're in wine country.
This is wine country now.
Michael, we're in wine country.
Michael. What are we talking about, Nick?
I'm trying to think of things that shouldn't go in beer that are.
All right. We'll just do this for the next hour. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep saying.
This is the unpaid part of the show. We've already done
paid. Imagine the paid
part. Yeah. Imagine the paid part.
than that. Street Taco IPA.
Ooh.
Euro IPA. Oh, where's the Lama Tzatziki IPA? Is that?
Oh, yeah. What is that thing?
Pickled cabbage.
Yeah, there's always like a lamb thing there. I'm going to say, nah, I'm getting lamb from the fair. I'm good. I'm good.
Street meat.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not, this isn't, I'm not at, getting out of a show at Selland Arena at 11:30. I'm probably not into
that. Goddamn, does nothing smells better than those fried hot dogs.
Oh, gosh. Even
the concert.
Dang. They do, they're good too.
Yeah.
You're just like, ah, yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, man. Like you sit there waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And then he gives you your hot dog and you're like, okay, thank you. And then you go, onions and peppers? And you're like, son of a bitch. Yes. Son of a bitch.
Good stuff. It's all your setup, atmosphere and setup, man.
Yeah.
Same for beer.
It's here. I smell it. Speaking of food and beer, Colin and Jeanine might call on this one, but Weldworks is expanding with a new tap room.
Whoa.
And eventually, food.
Oh, they got to accommodate. Weldworks Annex. Get it. Yeah, accommodate all these get it. They're like, man, we're going to start coming back online, calling and Jeanine. Everyone's getting the perfect pork. We're going to give it. We're going to need more space, more activities.
The Radar Palooza. Ooh, we got to get
We got to try and do a bid. We're going to try to be a bid city for Radar Palooza 2022.
That's right.
Cities are going to start bidding. Fresno's got to get in that mix.
Oh, man.
But Denver's throwing down. They're like, let's just expand. That'll get the judges, the get it judges' attention.
To get it judges. Wow. So, yeah, I guess there's three of us. We've got the tiebreaker.
Yeah, that's right. What city will host the next ultimate get it?
Get it. Is the get it the Radar renamed Palooza after the host?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you could have Radar Palooza just continue on to different cities.
Okay.
But then you could have everyone have its own name. And Radar Palooza is a thing that happens in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
We really should all just quit our jobs and just go to Radar Palooza. Whatever, get it, Palooza cities roam around the country.
Just go to the mall.
We're all going to die anyway. Might as well drink.
Oh, that's right. Are the tickets now on eBay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are scalping tickets the next
year. Yeah, we have our own store on eBay that sells second... second market tickets for our own events.
But we need somebody in the industry to get us in.
What else, Nick?
Apparently, August 31st and or September 1st is open season for pumpkin stout, pumpkin beers.
Oh yeah,
that is the switch of the flippage.
Who said that?
Flip the switch. The internet.
Oh.
The internet said August 31st. All the pumpkin spices coming.
It's already out there. I think somebody wasn't listening. It's already happening.
Brace yourselves.
I'm going to Whole Foods.
Pumpkin mixed packs.
I'm going to Whole Foods tomorrow. I am expecting there to be Buffalo pumpkin Bills beer. Yeah. Or just some sort of, obviously, Oktoberfest. Sierra Nevada has already got
Yeah, Oktoberfest is out.
Oktoberfest is out. Sierra Nevada's got
it. On draft.
I was like, oh, I saw it at the store. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get that. And then I look at it. It's like a Martzen, whatever it is, Amber Martzen. I'm like, no. When I saw that, I was like, nah, I didn't want it. Nah, I'm not good. I don't need a whole six pack. I'll get a single. If I find a single somewhere, I'll get it. Mess with that, but yeah, I don't think I want to commit to a whole six pack. Huh?
Can't do six. Huh?
Amber Martzen's. I don't know. I don't care how well you do an Amber Martzen. It's still an Amber Martzen.
The socks are staying on.
Yeah.
The socks are remaining.
Remained
fastened.
Nobody has ever gone around going like, holy shit, this Amber Martzen is so fucking good. I'm going to wait in a line for this.
Line fest for the Amber Martzen.
It's fine. It's great that it's there. I love it. It's a good style to have around for drinking. I like the European history and all that, blah, blah, blah. That's fine.
It's the one style that nobody's tried to hop yet.
It's like the one, this one's off limits, okay? You will not hop this, okay?
But we like hoppy the Pilsners? Sure.
This is America. We like to hop everything. It's on America not to hop it. Yeah, I know, but you'll not hop this. Oh, man. I gotta hop things. I gotta hop it. I want to hop it so bad. No.
Stop hopping in the martini.
Just trying to sneak into the brewery. Like, just let me put a little. No. Just let me put a little hops in there.
Do the accidental elbow the bucket of hops into the martini.
Yep. Whoopsie. Oops. What are we going to do now?
And everybody likes it. Everybody ends up liking it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like one of the best accidents that ever happened.
Oops.
Oops.
Oops. I hopped it again.
Oh, no.
Oops. I dry hopped it again.
Played with your hops.
Got lost in the haze.
Lost in the haze.
Are we good? Isn't it?
Lost in space.
I was trying to think of the show. Lost in space.
Lost in haze. So are you not excited about the Elysian pumpkin pack?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
No. That's bio beer for anyone unaware. Elysian is ABM Bev, I believe, right?
Let's really figure this out. Is it what's worse, pumpkin beers or bio beers?
Bio beer.
Okay.
Matt might have a different opinion on that, though. He's not going to share. I don't know if Matt's not there or not there. I can't see.
They're one star, not my star.
Terrible. Pumpkin beers, terrible.
So bio beers or pumpkin beers, there's no better option.
That's why it's an war game.
You're just like, I'll just go sober. Thanks.
I guess I'll deal with reality.
I guess I'll just be sober. Fuck. Look what you made me do. Now I'm feeling things. And I don't like it.
It'd hurt my feelings if I had them.
Are we good, Nick?
That's my... Nope.
Hold on. Looking out for. One more. Looking out
Holding
for.
On. Hold on.
Hold on for one more day.
One more day. Tell me that you're never gonna say goodbye. This one's from England. Great Britain.
It's Great Britain, isn't it?
Paulie's
Liverpool. Is it from Liverpool?
India Pale Ale, DDH Spur. It's dank.
Manchester.
It's hoppy. It's bitter. Never heard of Paulie.
Never heard of it.
Paulie's. Paulie's. Stonehenge. Paulie's. You can get them at Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
Is Stonehenge a brewery yet?
We stole one of them.
Stonehenge into a tap room?
Beer garden. You can make a beer garden inside Stonehenge. Yeah, why not? And you you can't go outside the circle. Like that's you gotta be 21 years old if we want to go inside the Stonehenge beer garden. I'm pretty sure that's probably all it was. People that made Stonehenge, they're just like, this is just a beer garden. Nobody
it's
everyone's
just a beer garden.
So everyone's all freaking out. Like, what is it? What did they do? What does it all mean? Did aliens make this? What is it? It's a fucking beer garden. Holy shit. You're talking about this too much. It's just a fucking beer garden. We drink our pints in here. Away from our wives. They can't hear us when we're in here. We can do what we want. Damn it. Not that much to think about.
It's simple, really. one more looking out for. Los Angeles Ale Works and Bottle Logic Wizard's Stash Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Pastry Stout with pistachios, vanilla, and lactose.
Pistachios?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Pistachios.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
The shell.
I like pistachios. Madera County has lots of pistachios.
Madera. I'm more intrigued by this than actually looking out for it. Like, I don't know if I'd like a beer with all those things in it, but I would be willing to try it.
You'll have one 16-ounce can, not a whole 4-pack.
That's right. That's correct. You are smelling what I'm putting down.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll throw in some looking out fors. Just to stay in the UK, flavor here, Lakes Brew Company, Kindle, they're in Kindle, which is in Great Britain. It's in the West Coast,
right around the central.
It's a little north of, Liverpool up there.
I know a little band from Liverpool.
Heard of them.
Heard of them.
It's just West Coast IPA. What? And that's West Coast of Britain's West Coast.
I'm Googling this.
It just looked Liverpool it is a West Coast of the main island, the Great Britain.
I don't trust.
It looked tasty on their Twitter feed, so that's all it took for me. I have no idea what's in it. Are they talking about California West United Liverpool States West Coast? Yeah, see? Geography.
Guess what else is West Coast?
Your mom!
Wales.
Wales?
Wales is on the West
Coast. Down the southern, southwest.
Wales.
The Prince of Wales. Look at him. There he goes. The Prince of Wales. Maine Beer Company. You want to look at this, guys. Beer, bikers, you biking guys. It's a new one. It's post-ride snack.
It's that's a good.
But it's a session IPA. Oh, Nick can handle
that's
it.
That's a
Nick
terrible doesn't. Idea.
What is this? What's a post-ride snack? You don't want to get all fucked up after your ride.
Trying to
I just rode like my bike. I'm going to get fucked up.
Well, yeah.
That's what you do. Let's rode down Palm all the way from the river all the way to downtown. All the way to the grain silo things that smell. All the way. Went all the way. I deserve... heavy beer.
Why is that such an accurate line, Mark? Oh, you ever been down to the grain silo things
the
that
big
smell?
Silos, dog food silos that smell? Yeah. I went the, did that, and then I went down the river. Down by the river!
All right. 2022, Radar Palooza at Stonehenge.
Beer garden at Stonehenge Beer Garden. Stonehenge just a fucking beer garden.
They're closed right now, but they open at 9:30.
Oh, good. One more looking out for, I'll throw in there from Moxa. It's just called Classic. Another West Coast IPA.
Ooh, nice.
Westies are back, bro.
Yeah.
It's just got cool can art. It's all black, but with the California... you know, outline, like the state map outline, but it's just California, and that California is just all yellow against that black backdrop. And then the coastline of California has like these arrows pointing out, and then that yellow from the California just shoots out into the Pacific. So it's a cool label. And Moxa is a good brewer, Sacramento area brewer. So West Coast IPA all adds up to a looking out for.
All these things
add up to a looking out for. Boop, boop. Oh crap! Now you know my passcode.
Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Damn it! Thought you'd never get into my phone. Well, that's enough culture. As I'm drinking my, I'm getting close to having being done with my triple IPA. From the Fontana Gym. Don't wake me up. I believe the next segment of the show is this. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
That's all you need to do is find somebody that looks at you the way the way voicemails look at driving. I don't know. I thought I was gonna pull that together, and I just never did. So here we are. It's a live podcast, people.
Yeah, this is happening.
It's happening right now. You can be on this show. We encourage listeners to join into the show. Our rules are as follows. Under 3 minutes and no more than two. We encourage you to get it all done in one call under 3 minutes. But if it's important enough, okay, you could call back in if you got something so important. What's to talk about? We'll allow. But no, those are the rules. And you can, there are two different ways you can do that. You can record something yourself and send that file via email, electronic mail, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Send that file to us and we'll play it on the show. Or you can just call our traditional old school 24/7 voicemail line, 559-492-0542. And let's start with the voicemail line this week. How's about that? Old school, still doing it the real way.
Hey guys, I'm driving.
Oh my God.
It's Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time no call. I know.
What's up, man? What are you doing?
I just got done with
tropical storms.
With Dopey. Yeah. The Dopey that is infamous on the Friday Night Zoom. We met up at Civil Society, West Palm location. We had a couple beers.
Two, three, four, five.
Started off.
Six.
With a nice hazy IPA. The name escapes me, but, you know, that's how it is. You have so many hazy IPAs that,
That's what they do to you. Make you hazy.
Society,
that's what they call them hazy.
You have so many names for so many hazy IPAs that you can't keep the name straight.
Back it in, bro.
I finished up my second beer that I had at Civil was Cut and Trees. It's a light lager weighing in at a doable 4.5 ABV. We had a good time. Chatted up for a while. It's been a while since I met up with Dopey. And I'm definitely taking some home from Civil Society. If I can look over at my passenger.
Somebody check to see if Florida Steve has a Civil Society sponsorship.
Grandma's Lemonade with Strawberry and Banana, which is sour. But the other two, I can't see. I can't read them off. But anyway, guys, I'm going to try to drive safe. Try to make it home okay.
Don't try.
You guys, have a good show. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
And Florida.
Florida.
Oh,
what? No, you're not supposed to say bye after you do that. Let's just say Florida. Thanks for the call. Go Tampa. Florida
Steve. Where are they going?
Wow, go. Go, Tampa. Oh. Go, just go.
Hello, perfect boy. This is Psycho Bear.
Psycho Bear?
Listen to one of your episodes. Maybe a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned about Beer Revolution in Jack London Square, Oakland. Just FYI, it is shut down.
What?
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work, guys.
Wow.
Revolution is shut down? Who did that? Who did that? Who called? Who? Who turned in Revolution? That's not cool. So there's like nothing going on in Jack London Square beer wise. Just got to jump in the lake.
Write a book.
Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to jump in the lake. Nothing else going on. A's lost to the White Sox again. Just jump in the lake. Nobody cares anyway. Oh, everyone just talks about the Giants. Nobody talks about the A's. Why are the Giants so good? Nobody knows.
Nobody?
Nobody. They're doing an Amtrak train run starting in the valley here, going to see the A's Giants, the Bay Bridge Series. It's next weekend.
Yeah, at Candlestick?
No.
Candlestick's, you tell me they're permanently closed too? Yes.
Candlestick is permanently closed.
Great. What else is permanently closed that I should know about?
I don't know, but the Warriors aren't in Oakland. That's permanently closed. Warriors are over in San Francisco. They got a new arena. Jerks. The A's are the only pro team left in Oakland.
Hold them out.
And they're threatening to leave. East Bay getting no love. See?
Are you going to go? Are you following them?
Oh, the breweries are closing in Oakland. All the sports are leaving. Man. Save Oakland, guys. Let's save Oakland.
Start a GoFundMe.
I think it's because Matt hasn't been to East Bay in quite a while.
Yeah. He hasn't gone to the Walmart.
Nope. that Whole Foods in Oakland that he goes to, that thing's probably closed.
They closed it.
Yeah. looks like Matt's not showing up, guys. Close it up.
Shut her down.
All right, let's go to the traditional voicemails. I've had a triple IPA. Apparently, Mark Ritta has been emailing us voicemails, and it's been going to our spam folder, and we have not been seeing it. So finally, he's like, he messaged me on the Twitters, and he's like, bro, why aren't you playing my voicemails? What's going on? And I looked into it, and I was like, man, they're all, for some reason, going into our spam folder. So this is from last week. Hopefully, this is intended to be last week, I believe. So hopefully it's still relevant, but let's play some. Oh, no, wait. Yes. Okay. I think this is Radar Palooza stuff, man. Get some extra Radar Palooza stuff.
Radar from Wisconsin here, sitting on the deck. Just cracked open the LaCroix Lime. Like a non-alcoholic hard seltzer. Trying to give my body a break.
What?
After last week.
The hell is that? Is it non-alcoholic hard seltzer?
With the likes of...
We were joking about that.
In order of appearance.
So a seltzer.
Kent and Lori, Jazz and Blossom, Anson Robin, with Scotty 91, Chef, Junior, and Pittsburgh Tom.
Nice.
We drank a ton of beer out here on the deck. Everybody shared, shipped, brought, bought. I had some of my own. Oh, lots of it. Down in the Trouble Studio, we shook some dice. We fingered a cheesehead, drank some whiskey, had some laughs.
Fingered a cheesehead.
We hit up Stone Arch, One Barrel, Hacienda, Three Sheeps, Sabbatical, Petsco, Central Waters, Tidal Town,
all that.
Badger State, and Lion's Tail. We enjoyed Lake Michigan, some beach time, some water, enjoyed some old fashions and a classic fish fry at the Lox Club. We had a Zoom get it with all the Perfect Pourer listeners that couldn't make it and it felt like they were here. It was awesome, yeah, including Mikey and the Bearded Brewer.
Well,
we were there.
That's something that I'll remember for a lifetime. Then we went and watched the Packers and tailgated at Lambeau Field.
You're looking live at Lambeau Field.
When I first met everyone in person, it felt like we'd known each other for a long time, and we were just catching up. There's no better bond than a bond of a good beer. I will remember Radar Palooza 2021 forever, and have made some lifelong friends. Liz and I would like to thank everyone that was part of it, and we love you guys. Wisconsin.
Woo! Yeah. Now that's how you cap Radar Palooza, baby.
Woo.
Liz and Radar opened up their place for Perfect Pour listeners, showed them everything there is to see, and had a great time. There's a good picture along with this email, too. This is like a one I hadn't seen, actually. We'll have to show this on our socials. I'll show this with you guys later. But thanks, Radar. And then,
That actually sounded like scripted, as if it was like a graduation speech.
Yeah. I'll just say that. Well, graduating to another level of beer appreciation and community appreciation. When you students go out in the real world of drinking, you'll be tempted by things like Lagunitas. Don't drink them. Stay with your locals. They will always take care of you. The Fontana Gym just sent us a video link of Taylor Hawkins.
Taylor Hawkins has achieved rock superstar status.
I don't think this is intended for the show.
Foo Fighters for over 20 years. He's drummed his way through everything.
The Fontana Gym's like, they gotta see this fucking Taylor Hawkins video. They fucking love Taylor Hawkins.
But what does it take to become a drummer? What inspires someone to pick up a pair of drumsticks?
It's a whole masterclass for Taylor Hawkins. So, Nick, I'll send you the link. You can learn the Taylor Hawkins way. Learn drumming the Taylor Hawkins way.
They covered the Alanis Morissette era.
All right. I have an game for you, Nick, and Matt, too.
And Matt, too.
Sure. But, I mean, Nick's a drummer here, so.
Oh, boy.
Better drummer. Taylor Hawkins or the
first guy that
the Foo Fighter guy, Dave Grohl.
Oh,
Dave Grohl or Taylor Hawkins?
Dang,
who's the better drummer?
Taylor.
What? Really?
An opinion, man.
It's an opinion, man. You think Taylor's a better drummer than Dave?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
And I believe Dave believes that too.
Well, I'm sure he'd probably say that in public, but does he believe it at home when he's sitting behind his kit?
Matt,
do you have an opinion on this? Taylor or Dave? Drummer.
From a technical standpoint, Taylor would be a better drummer. As far as a preference, it would be Dave. But Dave is the first person to admit, and the reason of the first drummer of Foo Fighters, the reason they kicked him out is because he had to redo all of his parts, so... Dave hasn't had to do that with Taylor, and that's why he's still in the band.
There you go.
Well, the first guy could have also stayed in the band, but he was not happy with his drum parts not being on the album.
That's right. So, it was a whole thing. Look into the history. Wow. I had not thought of before that Taylor might be a better drummer than Dave. Wild, wacky stuff. Look at the Fontana Gym did inadvertently. Or maybe he did it on purpose.
What early Holmes, could you be here? Guess what, eh? I'm old, Holmes. I'm feeling really, really old. They said, check it out, Holmes. Just picked up my youngest from high school. He just started high school.
Dang, it was different dude.
Picking up from junior high. If you don't know what junior high is, it's middle school, homie. For you millennials out there, middle school was my junior high, Holmes. My oldest, he's on the second year at UC Riverside. What else, Holmes? I've been wearing Vans since 1985?
Yeah.
I love driving my old cars. Like my, you know, I love old vehicles.
The kids love Vans right now, by the way.
I love conversations of home improvement, homie.
Jeez.
Cooking,
get with Nick.
Food, the old Matt. Way, Holmes. Yeah. Barbecue, I say. I love old style beers, lagers, ales, brown ales, what have you, pilsners, stouts, Holmes. I love that classic old style labels that they use nowadays, like Enneagram uses on their beers. What else, homie? You know, I love a great conversation with good people about just old stuff, Holmes, like bringing up the oldies, back the good old days, homie. My kid listens to music that's hip hop. I'm a hip hop head, but I don't understand it. It's all mumble and I don't get it. It's nothing like some Biggie Small, some Tupac, some, you know, some African Bambaataa, just like some of that old school shit, homie. Some Roger and Zap, you know, some oldies or some funk, you know. What I don't miss is not knowing how much money I have to spend, homie. Now I can go. Now I go to a brewery, I can throw my wallet, homie, because I can afford it. Yeah. So it's nice to be able to walk up and just order flights and pints and take crawlers home and not worry about it. So that's a good thing, homie. Yeah. But I am feeling fucking old, eh? I just want to call you and tell you I feel old. I still watch He-Man, Generation, the first gen. Still watch Transformers.
First gen He-Man, okay? Joe, first gen. All right, stuff, I want that to be clear.
All day, nonstop. Sopranos, Seinfeld, Frasier. Keep going, homie. Fucking
Seinfeld
Spoon,
all day.
Strokes. Shit. The Golden Girls. This it. Love that stuff, homie. Love the Elf. I still watch all this stuff. I don't know why. I just called you because I'm a little buzzed, had a good beer, and I'm feeling old, homie. But it's a good old. That's it. I'm only 45, and I can, you know, it's, I don't know. When my dad was 45, he looked fucking old, homie. I just hope I don't look that old. Is this true, your beer? Yeah, I did watch, oh, homie. Peace out.
It's a good old man impersonation there, Chew. Hey, I like that. Anyone calling in, having a little bit of a midlife crisis like Chew, just call us. Let us know what's going on, man. Work it out. It helps to talk to people. So, Chew, you're all right. You're doing all right, man. You're enjoying life. Chew's having a good time with his life. He figured it out. What's the meaning to life? Why don't you go ask Chew? Because I think Chew's got it figured out.
Watch some Perfect Strangers.
Watch the little Perfect Strangers. Balky. The wisdom of Balky will keep you going. Is that right, Balky? I think it's right.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Better.
I'm car washing.
Yeah.
Ultimate clean combo. Woo! Hey, it's Wazoo Corvette. Just dropping you a line. Tell you about my escapades from this weekend. Sunday was an easy day. I got the chores done quick. My wife had to work in the morning, and then she got home. I said, hey, we're going to go to a brewery. So looked up a local one. You know, got to have some lunch, too. I was like, oh, cheesesteaks are at Burning Barrel. We'll go in there. Great. Pull up to Burning Barrel. There's no truck outside.
What?
Go inside, order a few tasters. They're like, oh, yeah, the food truck just didn't show up. And I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. Anyway, had our tasters there, a couple of lagers, sour, a stout, Simcoe IPA. Everything was pretty delicious. And then I looked at my coworker.
Yeah, car wash is too loud.
It's too loud.
Hey!
Down the road at Log Off Brewing, they had thick
vodka. Put it in neutral!
So we put it in neutral!
Put it in neutral.
Some case of birria tacos, delicious birria beef with so much cheese and beautiful
condiments. We spend only 5 minutes at the back.
And got a little flight there, too. A couple of lagers, a blonde, and an IPA. Their beers are okay. Nothing to get too excited about, but it's okay. And which is mostly there for the tacos. And then we pushed off to Movement Brewing Company, which is also just down the road at Rancho Cordova. Sat down there.
Been there.
Had a delicious sour. Had a nice porter. Had another lager, which was probably the best lager of the day. Tasted really good. And then followed it up with the barrel-aged stout and one more of the sours to try. My wife quite enjoyed their seltzer, so did have to get some of that. And then brought some of it home. So it was a good Sunday. And then hit the pool, had another beer or two in the pool, and yeah, it was a great Sunday. Anyway, that's all. Have a great show. Keep up good work. I'm car washing.
Well, I can hear now. Here come those final brushes.
Sacramento. Sacramento.
Oh, thanks everyone for contributing to the show. And thanks, Brian. Thanks, everybody that called in and left voicemails. We really appreciate it. You guys are the best. I mean, we are the number one podcast for voicemails. Nobody's said anything different. I've never heard a podcast with better voicemails. And there's a lot of podcasts out there. This isn't like a tiny boast. It's a pretty big boast, and I'm waiting for somebody to correct me on this, and nobody's been able to for a few years now, so. We drink beers during the week. I don't know about you, but here on the Perfect Pour, we drink beers during the week. Hopefully. I mean, sometimes Nick's drinks whiskey, but.
Yeah, it's bad.
Sometimes Matt drinks hop water, but usually we drink beers. Okay. Bears.
Okay.
I love gold.
New beer hitting in the show because obviously I needed one. I am way sober right now, guys.
Yeah.
Can you tell I have tomorrow off? Still gotta get up in the morning though. I'm drinking from the local brewer Tioga Sequoia. Fresno, downtown Fresno site, Tioga Sequoia. They're TDH General Sherman with Azaka, triple dry hopped with Azaka. Why not quadruple dry? Where are the quadruple dry hops? Like, what happens after the third? Like, just start
quadruple. Hop it one more time.
Like, yeah, come on. Dry hop it one more time. Just do it. Nobody's going to know. Just do it.
How will they know?
How will they know? Just dry hop it one more. Come on, baby. Just dry hop it one more for me.
No, babe. It's good industry rules. You can't go past triple drop. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever done that before.
Come on, for me, though. Expensive. It's me.
Can't afford it.
Can't afford the quad drop, dry up, quad up.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. What did you have this week that you would like to share with us?
Bunch of repeats this week. But Whole Foods has had 19 twos of Uba Dank from 715.
Oh,
which is a lot newer than May, so I've been drinking those.
Well, it's newer than May. This is what I imagine Matt saying to himself, by himself on the aisle. He picks that up, and he looks at the date, and he's like, well, it's newer than May. Puts it in his little hand cart. Do you have a cart? Matt, do you have a cart, push cart, or do you have a hand cart? Do you ever have enough for a push cart?
Neither.
Whoa. You just go like no carts. Like, I don't need carts. You just walk right into Whole Foods. Just storm in there. Cartless.
Yeah.
But do you ever regret that decision where you're just like have a bunch of stuff in your arms and you're like, shit, I wish I would have got a cart.
Nope.
You're like, this is enough.
If I can't carry it,
I can't carry it in my hands. I don't need it. That's my philosophy in Whole Foods. If I can't carry it to the register myself, don't need it. Do you go to this? Now here's the trick. They, you know, all the stores, they want you to go to the self service because there's only have one employee that monitors all the self checkouts. But when you buy alcohol. You've got to go at Whole Foods. If you do the self checkout, then they make you go to customer service if you buy alcohol. And I'm like, fuck this bullshit. Why did I go to self service if I got to go to customer service now? So I always go to the register now. I don't like the self checkout anyway because it takes away jobs, but. Where do you go to the Now I'm just going to throw this on Matt. What do you do, Matt? Do you go to self-checkout or you go to register with the person, the human?
Depends what I'm buying.
When you don't have alcohol, you use the self-checkout? That's the code I heard.
Yeah, because, I mean, Home Depot is all self-checkout, but, I mean, Whole Foods, Albertsons, Save Mart, even when we had Smart and Final, they're all the same where, you know, self-checkout's a no-no with alcohol. The only place, not Smart and Final, I said that, Fresh and Easy. There we go.
Get Fresh back and to the Easy. Right
time frame. Fresh and Easy, they would, like, you would scan alcohol and it would, like, send off the beacon. And somebody would have to come over and
type
in a code.
We got an alky here. Everyone in Fresh and Easy, this guy's buying alcohol. Thanks, Fresh and Easy, for pointing out that I'm buying everyone.
Fresh and Easy.
This is why you failed, Fresh and Easy.
Too many.
You don't know how to keep it on the down low.
Narc. Thanks, Narc.
Fucking Narc, Fresh and Easy. That's why you failed.
Trying to get my booze on.
Trying to quietly buy my alcohol here. Just fucking pointing out to the whole store that I'm going on with a bunch of beer.
This guy wants to buy beer. Everyone stop what you're doing. This guy wants to buy beer. Everyone buying stop.
A lot of beer on a Wednesday.
Sorry, I have to go over to this register. Sorry, sir. I know I'm checking you out, but I have to go over here because this guy wants beer.
It's Wednesday at 10 a.m. This guy's buying beer. Can you believe it?
We're not prepared for this. We're not staffed for somebody buying beer at 10 a.m. Okay, buddy?
Can't you wait till 5:30 like the rest of the drunkards?
Rest of the drunks come in the afternoon. We got this morning guy buying beer in the morning, preparing for his day of drinking. That's why you failed, Fresh and Easy, motherfuckers.
Yeah. It's Fresno, where people buy beer at 10 a.m.
And you just need to shut up about it.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, you could do two things. You could not sell beer.
You could not sell beer. Or you could sell beer and not be judgmental about it, Fresh and Easy.
Yeah. Right.
Let me live my life. Anything else, Matt? You dare talk about after that?
Wazoo donated. So Spokeasy had a CCBA collaboration beer.
Oh.
And it was an amber ale. And Wazoo donated one to me. And I forget the brewery's name, but it was an IPA version. So it was kind of cool to see there was a couple different variants. And CCBA's bulletin today that was released saying that breweries have till October to do a collab, in quotations, beer with them. And it seems like there's a couple different styles, or maybe there's just some assets that they want them to use. So a lot of those. Wazoo kind of, in that same box, he kind of did a clearing of the cellar. So I've been helping him take care of some beers that are a little bit older, still drinkable, a lot of that stuff.
Well, it's good. And that's a good friend to take care of that.
The second show beer is from Grimm. It's a Sonoma style double IPA because they're out of Brooklyn, and it says Zero Coast is what they call it.
That's why I'm sorry. The Goldfinger
Zero Coast. Zero Coast.
Zero Coast. No coast. Very inland. No coast. All right, find Matt on Untappd, Bearded Brewer, 87. The Nick 80! Hey,
Ben Cots, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Had a beer. I didn't check it in. I can't remember the name. Oh, it was an Anson Robin beer. It was unicorn something.
Yeah, there's a unicorn on it. It's a cool shit.
Triple IPA.
That's triple IPA. That's why I don't remember. It was a triple IPA.
Probably.
Anson Robin will know.
They might know. They might remember.
Yeah.
They packed it up. It was okay. It was good.
Oh.
It was a little sweet.
Yeah.
Sometimes triples go really sweet, yeah, though, bubblegummy.
That's true.
I don't know why, but they just do. I don't know if it's the abundance of sugar.
Yeah, too much sugar.
To make them high ABVs, but yeah, not a bad beer. Not a good beer. Not a great beer.
Yeah.
A good beer.
Yeah.
We tried to go to, well, we tried. We went to the Popolos and we tried to get a beer. Haven't been to Pops in a while.
Uh-huh.
And they had Optimum from Sierra Nevada on draft.
Hmm.
I was like, haven't had that one yet, especially on tap. And as soon as I ordered it, the keg blew out. So I didn't get to get that one.
Oh, okay. That's better than what I was thinking. I was thinking, I was like, and it turns out it was Hoptimum from 2020.
It was cardboard box. No, so I got a Dankful IPA, which I've had before, but
yeah,
not, you know, when I was expecting Hoptimum.
Yeah, it's a shift. Gear shift. You were in third gear and you had to drop down the first gear.
Yeah, start climbing that hill. Damn it. And of course, my usual Big Sur IPA at Barrel House on my Tuesday night farmers market extravaganza.
Woo!
Still happening. They've removed the tent from the expanded patio.
They have brought back their expanded COVID patio. They're now back to normal patio.
The patio is still there, but the tent is removed, which makes me think they're going to remove.
Yeah, the like why would you? Shortly. Why would you want to be out there without the tent? Like I'm just going to sit out here, in the middle of the sun, in the open,
all the smoke,
drink beer,
smoke air.
Hey, kid, come here. Fire. Hey, kid, come here. You ever heard of a hazy IPA? No, missed out. What's that? Come here, go. Come on, let's try it. Let's try it, kid. Ah, jeez, that's bitter.
I know, right?
You'll get used to it. That's what I imagine happening.
I don't think that's what they do.
That's it? That's not what happens? It's River Park. All right.
The tent prevented this from happening? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
The tent stopped all that.
Okay.
All those people that would try to offer underage kids beer. They see that tent and they're like, well, I'm not going to do that. There's tents. But now there's no tents. They're like, fuck, I could like offer beer to anybody.
Hustling hazies out of the trench coat. Huh?
Hustling hazies. That's what we do, man. That's all I try to do every week, all day. Hustling hazy.
Some hustling.
Hey, man, I'm just hey, what's up, Mikey? Hey, what's up, man? How's it going? I'm just trying to hustle hazies, man. You know me. All right, man, take it easy. All right, good to see you, bro.
You mean take it hazy?
Take it hazy, huh? Yeah, man, just trying to hustle hazies. You know it. That's the interactions I have all week.
This is my week.
It's my week. My week. I'm in Madeira trying to hustle hazies.
Just trying to buy some beer at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Hazy hustle. Yeah. Trying to get that hazy hustle at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Say, hey, man.
Trying to hustle.
I'm out there in the parking lot. The liquor store is in Madeira. I'm like, hey, man, you going in the liquor store? Yeah. Hey, man, could you do me a favor and just, here's $20. Could you buy me some hazies in there? Okay, what's this about? Don't worry about it. Could you just find whatever hazies in there, and you can keep, you know, buy whatever you want. Just take the $20. You'll make money. Just give me the hazies.
Just check the dates.
Just check. But yeah, could you check the dates? Could just turn. How do I do that? Just turn over the cans. Look at the dates. If it's like within a couple months, that's fine. If it's more than that, don't. It's complicated. All right. I don't know, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Oh, we know.
Sorry.
We know.
I drank a triple IPA, okay, everyone? Jeez. Sorry. Now I'm drinking this TDH Sherman. Azaka. Brantley had a bunch of Azaka around the brewery. It was like, oh, it's making an old Azaka beer.
I'm fine. It's the fourth pop. What do we got left?
That's good. Or did you still have some beers, Nick? Or were we talking about me? I don't know.
No, those are my beers for the week.
All right.
That was it. The rest was whiskey, which you
that's
don't care about.
The Nick 80. No, there's no untapped for whiskey. Nobody damn cares.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, are you developing? Are you one of those that's developer? Right. You're in Silicon Valley? You're going to get some angel investor? Invest in your whiskey on tap.
VC money.
Yeah. Get it. Finally, somebody from this show making some money.
Yeah.
Jeez. This week I had from, what was that from? That might have been last week, so I'm not going to even touch it. Mammoth Brewing Company over there on the other side of the Sierra Nevadas. Very, very, very close, but also very far away. Mammoth Brewing. Golden Trout Kolsch.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I had a Kolsch, huh? Huh?
Wow.
Everybody? Had a Kolsch.
Your socks fall down a little bit.
I bought it. That's good. I like Kolsches for breaking up the IPAs. Something's got to break up the IPAs. You can't just like IPA. You go nuts. Alvarado Street Brewing Company, collab beer. Who's it collabing with? Doesn't matter. Park Hopper. Man, I can't think right now, so
nobody cares.
I have to play it off like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Smog City. It was with Smog City.
Oh yeah. I heard of it.
Heard of it. Park Hopper. It's a park hopper. See, they're saying park hopper, like National Park Hopper. But when I hear park hopper, I'm thinking Disneyland, California Adventure.
Oh, don't even get me started right now.
Oh, no. You jonesing for a little Disneyland action?
They released their new plan for the Fast Passes.
Uh-oh. What is it?
There's now Fast Pass Level 1.
Level 1. What? There's like there's a fast pass within a fast pass.
And then there's going to be a fast pass for the premium rides.
Oh, more no. Money. Come on, guys.
This is bullshit.
That's messed up. I mean, you're going to go fast pass. Okay. It's okay. Kind of, it's elitist, but okay. You're going to go, you're going to out elite the elitist. Like, oh yeah, you like being elitist? Well, how about elitist?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
They just double dry hop their fast pass.
They're like, whoa, what if we double dry hopped our passes? What do you mean? You know, the fast pass will make the extra draw.
Point. Some kid was telling me about triple hazies.
Triple hazy pass.
He said double dry hop's the only way to go.
That's when I had the idea
to double the price of fast passes.
Is there an all Zaka fast pass?
Yeah, but that only gets you on the Nemo submarine.
Only gets you on the New Zealand rides.
New Zealand. Small world.
I don't know if Zaka is a New Zealand hop or not. I'm stabbing at the dark there. Well, Modern Times Brewing Company, Mist Dragon Dry Hopped with Galaxy. So I saw this can. It's a cool can, nice can art. And I see Mist Dragon dry hopped with Galaxy. I'm like, all right, cool. IPA. Nice.
Okay.
It was a hoppy lager. It was a lager.
Not a hoppy Martin.
They didn't tell anything on the label except for in little fine print that was a hoppy lager. So I'm like, oh, that's fucking shady, Modern Times. You know what you were doing there. They completely hid the lager. They're like, this some sucker will buy this and that. That was me.
We're losing our lager drinkers. How do we get them to drink more? Make them think it's an IPA.
Oh, yeah. Don't fall for that. The IPA drinkers are dumb as shit. They're just dumb. Just put something that looks like an IPA. They'll fucking buy it. Idiots. Yeah.
Probably get it fresh and easy on Tuesday.
Have to have
a chaperone come self-check them out.
I can't check myself out. Gummy worms. Do glory, glory company. Gummy worms. Had that. It's pale. It's fine. We all know about gummy worms.
We all know.
And as mentioned in the tailgate, Mind Haze, the Firestone Walker has a brand new variety pack out. It's a Mind Haze variants. It is three different Mind Haze variants, and they're not Mind Haze traditional. They're these Mind Haze variants, and one of them was a citrus cyclone, and that's fine. They're all fine. One was a tiki smash, and there's a third one that I don't know at the moment, but there's three different Mind Haze variants in there. It's fun. It's at Save Mart. It's at the grocery stores. Go buy it. It's good right now for the next couple weeks anyway. I wouldn't get it after that. And I also had a Giga Zapper from Modern Times in the big can. The biggin.
Wow.
As mentioned before by Matt, but with another beer. And you can find me Dorktown on Untappd or search Mikey Topor. Either one, you'll be able to find me. I try to follow all the Perfect Board listeners first and foremost. So I have groups and my Untappd feed. So if you think that maybe you're not sure if I follow you on Untappd, or at least I don't realize you're a Perfect Board listener, let me know, comment, or message me, DM me on Untappd. And I'll get you in that group. I like to just watch what the listeners are doing. It's the best.
The Bears.
Enjoying my General Sherman TDH. All Azaka. Gotta get that Azaka, man. Show notes this week, all you have to remember is just all Azaka. That's it. Boom. Show notes are done.
All Azaka.
Matt, do you have any cheers?
No one specific.
Come on. Somebody do something cheers worthy. People, come on. I know you have it in you. Just do it.
Everyone gets a cheers.
Yeah. It's an all cheers. The other. Everyone's cool on equal levels. Nick?
I don't know if I properly cheers the Fontana Gym last week. Beers he brought to us. I still have, he gave me a looking out for. I haven't got to it yet, so it looks like it'll survive till next week's show. Can't wait to drink that one. But he brought us the Carl Strauss beers. With the, not that he did this on purpose, but the had the recyclable 4-pack can holder, the cardboard one. I don't know if you guys have seen those yet.
Oh, yeah. Almost he uses that a lot.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
I like this.
But looking forward to my beer that he dropped off last week. I appreciate that. It's good to see him cruising through the Fresno.
Yeah. He has work here. He has in-laws in Fresno County. So.
Yeah. Fresno adjacent.
He has links.
Yeah. Cheers to the Bells. We were talking about him earlier.
Bells, 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 bells.
Bells, bells, bells,
bells. Bring
back
bells.
Dorktown.
Bring back Dorktown. Dorktown. Hmm. I'll have to talk to some people about that.
Yeah. Private party.
Private.
Dorktown.
Private dorks. I'll pay for private dorks.
Wow.
All right. That's it.
That's my stuff.
That's your stuff. I mean, say that's it. I mean, that's your stuff. Cheers to Randy Youngman, to Lucy, to D Wells 1076, Reggie 559, the Pine Stuff, Sacramento Honey, and of course, the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour. Thank you, Golden Gods, for giving us your hard-earned money every month. It is highly appreciated. That helps pay the bills of podcasting. And the Golden Gods get a little bit of bonus show that the rest of you guys don't hear. The tailgate before the show, I just have the record button going as we're preparing for the episode.
Who knows what we're going to say?
Yeah. Sometimes we just don't even think about it being recorded. And, you know, we talk about very engine parts.
Yeah.
It's racy stuff like engine parts and
things
like that.
Yeah. Head bolt torque specs.
Sometimes when the tailgate's a little thin, I'll include the post show in there. And ooh. Oh man, racy stuff.
That's new to me. I didn't know that.
Shh,
I'm gonna watch what I say.
Don't tell Nick. The best is when, you know, back in the day when we used to have guests. A lot of times it would be a guest that like wanted to be on the show but isn't really a listener, so they'll come in and then they don't know that they're the tail that beginning before the show starts is getting recorded, and I just won't say anything, and then that you're whole
spilling section, the tea. But then they don't say anything during the whole episode because they said it all when they got there.
They said it all. So yeah. You're a golden guy, you get to hear that. Sometimes there's nothing, sometimes there's cool shit. But the point is, you help us out with the show, and we really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. There's show links in the show notes. There's links to pretty much everything relevant. So if you, whatever you're listening to the show on, there's usually show links into that player.
The glossary.
Whether it's a website, whether it's a podcast app, there's links to things, various things you can go to in the Perfect Pour universe. So thank you everyone for listening to the show. I'm going to continue enjoying this Zaka TDH.
Yeah.
Think about my next week in drinking. What can I accomplish this week? What can we all accomplish? We're just going to have some fun though. We're going to have some fun accomplishing what we can accomplish.
Yes.
We're going to be safe about it.
No,
you're going to be safe about it, Nick. Okay. Be safe.
All right.
Oh, and also, Nick, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop the show here, but cheers to Lucy.
Oh. Oh, man. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Nick. Yeah. Those that follow the show, you know, we lost Ringo a few weeks ago. Nick and Karen's boxer, Ringo. And then now we lost their other boxer, Lucy. And Lucy and Ringo just needed to be together. So that's...
Oh, yeah. As much as they hated each other, they couldn't stand being apart either. So
it's that's just absolutely classic, true. Classic.
Yeah, classic.
So I'm glad they're together again, but sorry for Nick and Karen. So cheers to you guys and to their uncle, Matt.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time with them.
Matt spent a lot of time with them. So cheers to you guys.
Two incredible pups. That's for sure. We had a lot of time with them. Although it still seemed too short, 12 years.
Yeah.
That's not long enough, but good times.
Yeah. That's a long time for boxers. That is extraordinarily long time. So, gotta love them. We love all our pets here in the Perfect Pour. So, we gotta definitely acknowledge that and thank them. Send them on their way. So thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a great week. Be safe.
Maybe.
Have fun.
But
you got the first thing you gotta do is check your dates.